Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, here we go. This is Lock and Load, and today we are rejoined for the first time in a little bit. He's been doing a little convalescing. Joined again, finally, by Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How are you doing, sir?
All right, much better, Mr. Bill. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad to see that you are. I saw something the other day where it looked like you took your, what do you call that all-terrain vehicle that you've got?
It's a Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT.
Right. So I saw that running. Yeah. I saw that running around, and I was just wondering, what were you running around with that?
Well, just some friends of ours got together, and we went out and did some trail riding. Just kind of something different, you know, to get out and about, have a reason to do stuff. As far as my recovery goes, from my heart incident, the biggest challenge that I have now is basically rebuilding my discipline in respect to getting out and about.
Right.
And wanting to do things instead of, you know, I had it pretty difficult. I had to learn how to do nothing on purpose to allow my heart to heal from the ablation process. And I didn't do so well with that. And coming back from that, I'm surprised it's a little more difficult than I thought it would be to put my motivation back in place, but it has been, and I don't know why it's been such an issue, but it's more psychological than it is anything.
Right.
Period. I'm not used to, you know, in the past, when I did not know that my heart was a problem and I would exert myself, it would cause me to feel worse. So, and I got conditioned to that. So now when I find myself exerting myself, I get ready to feel worse, but I don't. So it's kind of like a Jedi mind trick.
Right.
You know, I'm expecting to feel worse, but I don't.
Which is,
but, you know,
pleasant surprise.
Details. Right. But other than that, I can't complain. Everything is flat and stable. I'm just passing time and working on, I guess, for the lack of a better way of saying it, make a comeback of some sorts. At least get back to where I was at, you know, 3 years ago. Or I'll do myself one better. Get back, period. You know, get back in black, do a good job, and drive on.
Right. Well, I think the problem is the newness of it. Like, when one of my problems I had when I first got out was when I would fall asleep, I would feel like I was drowning. And that's because my one of the byproducts of your heart being my past is sometimes it swells and then it gives off fluid. So I had to get put on something that regulated that fluid, and then I could sleep. But for the even after I got that, even after I knew I could sleep, I was jumping awake all the time. It took me 2 months to get past that.
Right.
So I get it.
Perfectly understandable.
Have you done any shooting in this amount of time?
I have not done anything firearms related. You know, before I had a project, in association with Defiant Munitions and Tactical Response,
right,
of doing a little infomercial on some ammunition from Defiant. And I got totally derailed with that film project. And I have got to turn that thing back on. I've got all of the requisite logistics in place. I just need to turn it back on, get out to the berm. I had the berm bush hog mowed, trimmed, cleaned up real nice. James was very instrumental in making that happen. And it's just a matter of getting out there and doing it. But that'll be my first range opportunity, basically, to get back on the guns. Now, I do have a gig coming up that's in 6 weeks. I would like to think 6 weeks would be enough prep time for a 3-day gig. But if I keep thinking of it in respect to having 6 weeks, it'll be tomorrow before you know it.
Right.
So I've got to get on the guns. Probably when I get off the phone with you, man.
Yeah.
Get on the guns and see what happens.
Now, along the way, have you seen anything that caught your interest along the way? As you've been out there, have you just been trying to really seriously concentrate on the recovery?
What do you mean, catch my interest in respect?
Any new guns popping up? Anything? I know that you're a Glock 45 guy. Do you know that?
Yeah, actually. The only quasi firearm that's caught my attention lately is a buddy of mine, Tracy, pointed out, well, he has one. He sent me a couple of pics of it. It's an Umarex 50 caliber air rifle.
Okay.
And evidently, you know, because it's an air rifle, it's not considered a firearm, but this thing is lethal out to 1,000 yards.
Right.
And it's definitely, they're very proud of them. They're around, I believe, $1,200, something like that. But, long range performance like that out of a 50 caliber air rifle is something else.
Right.
Yeah. You know? That's kind of a unique combination, but I'll do some more homework on that. But otherwise, other than your standard fare, you know, I still run BCM carbines, Wilson Combat pistol caliber carbines, and Glocks for hand blasters.
Right.
I have no changes there.
I tell you what, hang on right there. We're getting into some of the cruxes of everything going on with you to find out what's been going on in the world of Super Dave. Super Dave has been quiet. He's been in the background, convalescing. His website is combatspeed.com. If you want to check on stuff, you can also find him on Instagram. He has sdave_Harrington. Is that right? As Dave_Harrington on Instagram and on YouTube as at Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective with confidence that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and talking to Super Dave Arrington from Combat Speed LLC. Now, Dave used to come on, we used to do this thing where I'd be talking about the latest gun. I was trying to be my blaster, right? And I'm sure that, how many times were you rolling your eyes during those segments? Quite a bit, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Almost every time.
So...
all right.
Yeah, so just to catch you up on things, okay? So, okay. I got some guns from Terran Tactical Innovations. And for the very longest time, I've been carrying their combat carry Glock 26. And what they do to the gun is sort of subtle differences, but mainly it's with the grip. With me, it's with Glock, it's the grip. If there was a thing, if somebody made, and I know that you've sort of made one for yourself, but I'd like one that just blends into it. If somebody made a back strap that straightens that grip out a little bit,
right?
I'd be in. I'd buy it, even if it made it fatter. I'd be in. I'd buy it. But they
just what the grip force adapter does.
I'll be looking at that while we talk about it. So I've been carrying that for the longest time. And then I'd done this thing one time where I tested a Walther PDP and FN 509. And in the same breath, I was testing a Chambers custom gun that was made to go with a Knights armament package that Steve Fisher had put together. And I thought those other two guns were garbage compared to that gun, but they were because it was a $10,000 gun. So I decided to revisit them. So for a little bit now, and I made a startling discovery too. When I started training out of concealment, I've been doing that in your absence. I started training from the draw on concealment. Guess which gun I shoot the best with in that particular scenario at the moment?
Hit me.
FN 509.
Wow.
I like it so much. I like it so much, I kind of think that should be the gun that they had adapted into the military.
Right.
Because it's just so utilitarian. And then just to make things worse, the other day I got sent a CZ, or not a CZ, a Staccato CS. So now I have four guns in the mix.
Right.
The Walther, I want to like the Walther. The FN 509, no doubt about it. The CS, I've only shot once. And the Glock 26, I can shoot like nobody's business. But my criteria has changed for what I carry as a gun as far as why I carry it.
Right. Okay. What is that?
I have to be able to draw it from concealment and put hits center mass, and I mean fast. And I have to be able to do it at 15 yards.
In what time frame?
However long it takes to empty a magazine. It's not measured shooting. It's not bang, bang. It's bang, 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 bang.
Right, okay. But you gotta quantify it somehow, right?
It's probably, I need to get a timer. That's what I need. Now, you use a timer, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. So so in that scenario, if it was you doing this, in that scenario, what would now your drill would probably consist of, okay, I'm going to draw from cover, and I'm going to put five rounds on target. Let's see how fast I can. It'd be something like that, right?
Yeah, but do you mean cover or do you mean a concealment garment?
Concealment garment.
Okay. Because there's things you have to figure out, man.
Right.
Are you facing the target?
Right.
Well,
in most instances right now, I'm squared up on the target. Right.
Okay, cool.
Squared up
on
the target.
15 yards.
Yep.
From concealment, you're going to draw and fire how many rounds?
I haven't really been quantifying that because I don't have a timer, right? What I've been looking for is to, I'm sure I'm shooting between six and eight at a time.
No, you don't need a timer to tell you how many rounds to fire.
Right.
How many rounds do you think it's going to take to neutralize someone? Just baseline. Call it three.
Okay.
You're going to draw and fire three rounds from concealment at 15 yards. What time frame would you consider that? Like respectable time frame?
3 seconds?
Yeah, 3 seconds.
Yeah. So from there,
that's,
I guess,
doable.
What I'd be...
That's doable.
Yeah, from there I would... Now, do you ever incorporate any magazine change, like 3 rounds, pop, pop, magazine change, 3 rounds, pop, pop, and see the time that is?
No, I wouldn't do that. I would do that from a standpoint of isolating the actual magazine change and the type of magazine exchange I'm performing.
Right.
Right? But I wouldn't do it out of any kind of reason of, I mean, think about it. When would you, if you have a fully loaded gun, when would you ever realistically fire three rounds and then load it like that?
Realistically, I would not do it. I wouldn't reload till it locks back, realistically.
Right, I get it. But that's what I'm saying. Make sure your training and practice supports what you would do realistically. You know what I mean? If it's
right.
not a mechanical issue or like a protocol issue, being a tactical protocol, then why are you performing it? Practice. You know what I mean?
Right.
If it doesn't make sense, you shouldn't be doing it.
The next thing I'm going to incorporate into this, and I guess I'm going to try it with all four of these guns, but the next thing I'm going to incorporate into this is shooting around a barrier.
Right.
And, only one of these guns has an optic, by the way. I right now I'm running just however the gun comes, that's what I'm running. Right?
Right.
And the only one that has the optic is the Walther.
Okay.
So the Staccato doesn't have it, the Terran Tactical doesn't have it, and the FN doesn't have it. So I'm beginning to, one thing that I'm figuring out as I do it is that from concealment, if I am drawing and I'm trying to get a good sight picture, I'm faster with just standard sights.
Right.
It just
There's reasons for that.
Right. It just seems to line up with my face better, and I'm sticking it out there,
right.
And then from there, I'm able to, seems like I'm able to do what I got to do with all of these, and I don't really know how to explain that. I do think I'm better with some than I am with the others, and we'll talk about that just in just a second. Super Dave has been convalescing, and it's the first time I've been able to get him to come back on, and I've missed him. I hope you guys have missed him. I've missed having the conversations because he makes me think. CombatSpeed.com is his website. You can see where he's at. You can see what's about to come up. At some point, he's going to get healthy enough, and when that happens, he's going to be my sensei. He's going to train me, and I'm going to be a Super Dave protege. That's just all there is to it. That's all that's coming out of that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Terran Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wit. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA News Update. The Department of Justice says former President Trump stored classified information, including U.S. nuclear programs and defense and weapons capabilities. The DOJ unsealed the federal indictment of Trump a day after he announced he would become the first former president to face federal charges. Trump and his aide, Walt Nauta, face a total of 38 counts in the indictment. New York City officials say everything may seem normal, but they still want people to use caution. Natalie Migliore from New York City.
New York City Health Commissioner Dr. Ashwin Vasan says the air is clear for most people, but wants everyone to know their limits.
Rather than encouraging everyone to stay indoors, we recommend limiting time outside.
Officials expect the air quality index to fluctuate throughout the weekend. It's very difficult to forecast where smoke will go, but does not expect it to reach hazardous condition.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to Super Dave Harrington. He's rolling his eyes again. I'm trying to help him get back to feeling normal. So one of the things he used to have to do with me constantly was roll my eyes at some of my shenanigans. You want to know one of my problems? And you never have. You're never going to have this problem because you've already settled. You're happy. You're happy where you're at and everything else.
Right.
I have to use the holster, the concealment holster I use. Is basically, it's almost a, it was actually designed to be for an FN, not an FN, a full-size Springfield XDM, right? Big gun, right? Well, this holster just happens to fit all of these. So I'm using that one holster to draw from and train with. I don't know how I feel about it being the holster that I use in the carry part of it.
Why is that?
Well, it's a little loose on a couple of them. It doesn't fit all of them snugly. I think a holster should at least hold the gun, right? Would you agree with that?
Right. Well, is this one of those Safariland?
No, this is a leather inside the waistband holster.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Although, what I am thinking about doing, because now all of the Staccato guys have started doing this, they've all started training with those Blackhawk Omnivore holsters that just hold anything securely, train with that, and then I just want to have something solid in there, so if I do start to move, I've lost a little bit of weight, so now I can think about shooting and moving.
Right.
And like some of the drills that Dave does, Dave has like a prearranged pattern where he's running to his right three rounds, he runs forward three rounds, he runs to his left three rounds, he runs backwards. He has these things, and I mean, those are good drills for shooting if you're going to carry a gun as a self-defense tool. That's a good way to train. I think I'm actually, when it narrows down, I think it would actually come out to be between, the one that I wanted it to be is not going to be the gun I carry. I don't think it's going to be the Walther.
Right.
The only way I can carry the Walther is if I put a flashlight on it. Because the front end, it just jumps a little bit, no matter what I do. no matter how I'm trying not to bear down on it too much, because that's why I'm hitting center mass, because it used to be I used to bear down on these things, push it low and left. But
normally what you're describing registers in my mind as a control issue.
Right. It is.
You know, like a rapid fire control issue.
Right.
Go ahead.
Well, with the other guns, I don't have that issue. Everybody was telling me with the Staccato CS.
What do the other guns have that the Walker doesn't?
A little bit of weight. That's all what it boils down to. Just a little bit more weight. Because the Walter is really, really lightweight. It's a really lightweight gun. It's very, the grip on the Walter PDP is the best grip I've ever gripped on a gun. Best grip ever. If they could just tame or do just one or two things to that gun, it would be perfect.
Right.
The bore axis, as far as me finding the sights and everything, finding the dot. The dot is sunk low enough into the slide to where it's at the same height as the sight, so I just push it out there and I find the dot really easy. And the ergonomics of the gun are better than any of the guns I got. It's better than the Staccato. It's better than the Terran Tactical. But it's lighter weight. So it's easier to carry, right? It's easier to carry, but it's... when you think of self-defense shooting, is that a measured, or is this something where you're in a furious sort of configuration where you're going fast as you can go if you have to get into a gunfight?
Well, there is no what if.
Right.
You need to be prepared on all levels. I mean, you just don't, it can be extremely, fast and violent. You may possibly have what could be considered time to think and make what could only be considered, you know, prioritized or have time for a legitimately prioritized thought process and decision-making process to take place for the best solution. You may not have time to think at all. You may just have to do in order to survive.
Right.
But, you know, that's the whole thing about it. People get the cart before the horse. Self-defense, I mean, you have to have the hard skills. And what I mean by hard skills is you have to be able to shoot. You have to be, these are all prerequisites. You have to be able to shoot, but you also have to be able to pay attention to your environment and what's going on around you. You also have to know where you're at all times on the ground, stay oriented. You have to be able to navigate the terrain that you're in. There's so many different aspects that go along with your personal security and safety that have nothing to do with guns at all. And the fact of the matter is if you're at some point relying on your guns for your safety and security, you already kind of messed up. You follow me?
Right.
Or something is going severely wrong if you are now relying on your guns to get yourself out of whatever you're into.
Well.
But you should always strive to, you know, you should always strive to be as best prepared as possible to deal with any eventuality.
Right.
And, you know, you can't cover everything. That's, you know, it's inherently, when you deal with any line of work that involves firearms as part of the duties and responsibilities, you have to accept, I mean, there's inherent risk that goes with it. and you either accept it or not. Find another job. You know what I mean?
I do.
But if you're going to accept that risk, then it becomes your responsibility to be prepared on all levels. And hopefully, you know, having said all that, you're never required by circumstance to use your skills, you know?
Right.
Because it only takes, you know, a few horrifying seconds to change, you know, your life pretty drastically.
Indeed. Indeed. Are you ready to get back into teaching?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
There's not a lot I can do. I mean, as far as getting back in shape and all that is, that's doable. But the kind of shape that I'm concerned about being in,
right,
is the mental shape that allows you to survive the 12, 14-hour days on the range.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Being on your feet for, you know, that long, shooting, moving, and communicating, problem solving. You know, you're working with a strong crew, 10 to 12 people. They've only got to be concerned about me. I've got to be concerned about 12. That kind of shape.
Gotcha. Hang on for me if you will. Hang on for me if you will. Going to talk about that when we get back. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from CombatSpeed.com. Combat Speed LLC. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I want to take this time, this real quick moment, to welcome to Lock and Load as new sponsors, Federal Ammunition, who is now my ammunition sponsor, the official ammunition of Lock and Load, and Primary Arms, which is basically a one-stop shop for anything that you need when it comes to to your gun, especially the optics. They have some of the best optics out there. Check both of those out. You'll hear their ads as you go. Anyway, back to Super Dave. So you're in the rehabilitation mode and everything else, and you're doing a lot of walking, right?
Right. Pretty much, I'm done with running. Too many joints replaced. Not a lot to get out of it anymore. The biggest thing that I realized, that if you want to be, you know, and this is, and I'm not trying to be, you know, ugly or anything, man, but as simplistic as I can make it, if you want to be good at something, do that something.
Right.
Period. I mean, I know that sounds simple. But, you know, for example, if you want to do 100 push-ups in a minute, then you better, you know, it's going to take you, you know, quite a while to figure out how to do and how many to do push-ups, you know, to pull that off,
yep.
Pull that stone off.
That'd be impressive. That's a fast round of push-ups.
No doubt. But the main problem I have to solve right now is simply getting back on the guns like I know how to do for myself. I don't really need a reason other than doing it for myself. And the only thing that I'm concerned about there is in my right hand, my primary gun hand, in my thumb and my index finger, the tips are numb.
Right.
And it's, you know, repetitive use, I guess, injury is what they describe it as, repetitive use injury. But the thumb from hitting the mag button a billion times and the fingers from the slide lever release.
Right.
And it's kind of weird. It doesn't really bother me when I'm working with the guns, but it bothers me when I'm at rest, not doing anything.
Right.
I can, you know, I can feel the numbness.
I get that. I get that with the thumb that I use to push rounds into the magazine.
Right. Understood. Yeah, that whole repetitive use thing, man, is something else. Especially, you know, as you age and the nerves aren't as regenerative.
They don't regenerate well.
There you go. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
If at all. Yeah. But it's, this has been, quite the ordeal. The whole heart episode.
Right.
And I think, you know, one thing I would like to make, clear is, you know, a lot of people don't think, in terms of the actual timeline of this heart episode. It took me a year once I found out that my heart was suspect. It took me a year to get straightened out. However, if you, from the moment I found out that my heart was suspect, you had to backtrack at least a year and a half, 2 years up to that point.
Right.
And I knew something was wrong with me, and here's why I'm bringing this up. I knew that there was something wrong with me, but I wasn't sick. I didn't have any, what I would say, outward symptoms of something being wrong with me.
Right.
But intuitively, I knew there was something not right with me. But I had no indicators or reason to pursue medical attention, but I should have, based on the way my body was functioning, or actually, better yet, the way my body was not functioning
right
properly. But the reason I bring that up is what I'd like to encourage people to do is that if you don't feel well, you don't have to be sick to not be well. You don't have to have outward symptoms of, you know, fever, cough, ache, pains, stuff like that to not be well as far as your heart is concerned. If you don't feel well, go get checked out.
Right. Excuse me.
And, who knows? The life you might be saving could be your own.
Probably will be, yeah. That's
because I could not, I can't believe I didn't drop dead during that time frame based on, you know, some of the things and the activities I was involved in and, you know, stuff like that. But, yeah, it's like I'm coming off of instead of a 1 year gig, I'm coming off of a 3 year negative experience. And I cannot tell you how much I appreciate just feeling physically better like I do. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to kind of having some normality back in my life.
Right.
Whatever, you know, if I ever had any of that in the first place.
Right.
But that's about it. It's not been fun. I won't blow any smoke on that one. But I've got nowhere to go but up from here.
Well, with time, everything's going to be better with this. I still to this day am recovering. I'm still recovering at this moment from the open heart surgery that I had in 2015. I'm only just now beginning to feel completely, totally normal. And, that's not to say that you should, this is a bad thing that you're going through, because you're not. It's not a bad thing at all that you're going through. I'm glad that you're back. I'm glad that you're back and you're getting to where you're feeling better and everything else, because I know how hard it is to come back from that.
Yeah, I don't feel like I'm back 100%, but yeah. I'll get there. Yeah. I'll get there. It's just a matter of time.
You think we might be able to do this on a semi-regular basis again? You think we might be at that point? Are you ready to at least venture out that way?
Yeah.
Okay. We can do that. Yeah. We can do that. We can make it.
Absolutely.
I'll circle back on you with that one, and we'll definitely start making that a thing. Have you heard, before we run out of time, have you heard anything out of Tactical Response? Are they still going?
Yeah, they're doing well. They're doing just fine. Joey is doing a good job. I know the Kayla and Heather, the girls, are doing well. And Rebecca is doing fine. You know, the family is doing well.
Yeah.
As well as, you know,
could be
expected.
Yeah.
And I plan on being up there for the alumni weekend mid July, and I've got my first gig. I'm starting to plan work. My first gig is a private gig in August.
We're going to talk about that next time because we have run out of time. So we'll talk about your gig next time. Super Dave Harrington, Combat Speed LLC, Combat Speed. Go check him out on Instagram, SDave_Harrington. See what he's been up to. See what he's into right now. I'm sure he's still playing the guitar and riding around in that all-wheel drive contraption that he owns and all that other stuff. Thank you for joining me today.
Roger that.
All right.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.